So there you go. Well, welcome. My name is Kevin Young. Glad to have each one of you on the call. Glad each of you have taken a few minutes out of your schedule this evening to be with us and to share a little bit of the Gemini Nation excitement and story. And I wanted to do a couple of things this evening. One, and first off the bat, is I'm going to share with you something that came to my attention, and I think it's a really cool thing, and I hope you do too. You know, you can learn a lot from watching what happens out in nature and in science, and or, well, we'll just call it nature for this evening. And so I want to show something to you and just give you a little bit of a preview of what's on my head. And let's see, Kim, I got you front and center. Can you see a picture of a tree? You see the whole thing? Am I good? All right. So for those of you that are new, Monday is a mindset evening. It's a time where we get ourselves better prepared for what we do and how we do it. And in this profession, it is really important that we continue to work harder on ourselves than we do on anything else in the business. Jim Rohn used to talk about he worked harder on himself than he did on learning about his company. And by doing so, it will make you a fortune. And so that's the idea. And so what you're seeing on the screen is an image of what are called synchronous fireflies. I don't know if any of you have read about these. This is in a mangrove tree in my adopted country of Malaysia. And that tree is lit up for a brief second with synchronous male fireflies. When a researcher from Washington State was in faraway jungles and saw this for himself for the first time, he said the impression on his mind was indelible, that the flash was like just left that image in his mind and in his eye. It burned that vision. And then it happened again, and he wasn't quite certain what it was. And when he got back to the U.S. and was sharing with colleagues and other professionals what he'd learned, natural to human nature, they didn't believe him. They hadn't seen it for themselves, and so they couldn't believe it. Well, when we came on the call, when Eva came on the call, and she was visiting with Christy and talking about like minds attract like minds, and we attract who we are, that reminds me of this experience right here, what you are seeing. So in the mangrove trees, these fireflies, these are males, had come together and realized that due to the density of the jungle, due to the density of the trees in my little mind, they had learned to flash their light at the same time to attract the female firefly. That by one individual firefly doing so and flickering as fast and as often as possible in the density of these trees, they would go unnoticed and the mating season would be a waste. So somehow through nature, they've come together and instantaneously synchronizing themselves, they attract the female to them. And they're spaced far enough that the competition does not exist. In other words, they're not fighting for attraction. And that is the direct selling folks, industry folks. That is us. We are collectively flashing our light, attracting other like-minded individuals to come to us, to bind with us, to mate, if you will, to create a bond that is greater than our individual capabilities. And this is nature at its finest. And direct selling is social living and social proof and business 3.0, I'd say, and really the opportunity for us to attract individuals and not to be threatened by others that are on the branches or in the leaves or in the trees or in the jungle, but to let our light so shine, so to speak, that we can collectively and therefore individually find tremendous success. So I hope that's, it's a fascinating thing to me. You can look it up, synchronous fireflies or fireflies, mangrove trees. You'll see a lot of incredible images and videos that are out there. So as we do that, I wanted to walk into one other piece this evening, and that is just to put into perspective those individuals that are doing exactly that, that are in the tree, that are flashing their lights, and that have made the decision to share with other individuals. And I think we talked about this last week. We have three new individuals that have joined the ranks, and we'd like to congratulate Shauna Fritzler for making it onto the beach in our Do More contest and Do More Living. How about Tammy Flowers has made it. Congratulations to Tammy, and Jeff Jackman has made it as well. And I'm going to go ahead and run through these others that are in the trees, on the beach, that have attracted success and continue to do so. Colette Zawatsky continues to succeed at unprecedented levels. And our friend Prissy Simmons is doing extremely well. The next individual is Samantha Colvin, who has just about earned the trip for herself and her spouse. I'm guessing her husband's going to get to go with her as well. Crystal,
he's actually on the call, Kevin. Thank you very much.
Outstanding. Crystal Petz and her incredible leadership and abilities. Kyle Chirpin. Susanna Wode, Eva Hood, Carol changed her name to Karen Woolheater, and of course, the lovely and talented Laura Trenum. So congratulations to each one of you that are on the beach, and for those of you that are proceeding toward it, we have a good number of individuals. Let me just tell you who they are real quick. They are on another screen. We have Tuck Trenum is about 15 points away. We've got Deborah Sweezy that is a little close to 3,700 points. Alexandra Twos, I can't say her name, but I had her on the call last week. And then Jalinda Grimlin and Heather Halverson, all with more than 3,000 points. And so individuals are succeeding, and they're succeeding because they are working as the fireflies in those mangrove trees. Well, congratulations. Remember, we've got about 7 weeks to make that happen and to get you on a beach somewhere with some fun, exciting things. And this is going to be a tremendous opportunity for individuals that have never let somebody else pay their way. This is a great time that you'll never have to pull your wallet out. So there's still plenty of time to make things happen. Many of you are just a hustle hemp pack away, or maybe you need an action pack, or maybe you need an expo pack, but you can be on the beach with those great individuals. So there we have it. That is a little what's on my mind this evening. And now I'm going to get to something that is not quite as fun, but I think it is extremely necessary. So I joined this incredible journey, Gemini Nation, in the month of March, prior to the official launch of our business together, prior to having product in the house, and prior to having everything in place that is now there, the app, the duplication guide, the connect and share, the science of remedy, all of the things that are in place are things that we've accomplished together in the last several months. And so it's, you know, I'll be a little bit emotional this evening. I will beg for a little forgiveness. Hopefully you'll understand. I get terribly involved and terribly connected to individuals in this business. I have done that across my career and in my life. There's only two things I'm going to carry with me aside from my family and my love for my family, and that is my love and relationship for the people in this business, for the individuals that are on this call, the individuals that are represented on this call, for the ownership of this company, and for the mission that we collectively are working toward, which is to move people from decision to, from information to decision, to help them metabolize and then utilize information, not just products, and to move on a mission, literally on a mission, to help individuals find their voice, to find themselves, to find who they are and what they are, and then become that, and as my dad would say, and then some. So once we've gotten there, there's the and then some. So this is a difficult day for me because of my love for each one of you and for what we do as a business, but I have had to reach a decision that I need to step down from my role as the vice president of sales at Gemini. And this has been a long period of contemplation for me, and my wife made it a consideration of prayer, taking it to the Lord. And just have to tell you that based on my physical capabilities at this time, I do not have the physical strength to do the things that you need me to do and that I expect of myself. I expect more from me than I expect from anybody else. I put more pressure on me than I will anyone else. And when I cannot perform at a high level, it is painful. And this has been coming on for a number of months. And so I'm going to step back and take care of me for a bit of time and work on my health to get strong enough to do the things that I desire to do, that I need to do to support my family and to support each and every one of you and other individuals. And I am stepping away, and that is painful. But you will have tremendous leadership that will rise up, and there will not be a void in what we do, because you've got strong leaders like Tuck and Laura and Colette and Chrissy and Crystal and Jay and Bill and Jeff and others that will rise up, Eva and Karen, and I'll just go on, I could go on and on. But what I would love to do for a moment is turn this call over to Mr. and Mrs. Trenum, and ask you guys to help with the next phase of this evening's conversation.
Well, thank you, Kevin. This is a bitter and sweet day for us. You know, we love you to death, and we're so thankful that you're going to be here to continue this with us, just not in that role. And we just pray for you. We hope everything's wonderful. We think the decision that you make is absolutely honorable, and we know how much you care about us, and I hope you know how much we care about you. What we did learn today, when I say a bittersweet day, is we're actually bringing back on somebody that there's not a lot of people that's been here since the beginning like us, but Kevin has an old friend, and he was an old friend to us because he was VP of sales back in the Dynamax days for a very short time. And I don't know what happened then and all, but he's a wonderful, wonderful man. His name is Jim Anderson. We thank the world of him. I want the whole team to understand that this is a great man that's coming on board with us. Him and Kevin, as far as I know, they worked in another company before us together. And, you know, I mean, we're just thrilled to death to have Jim. But we're also very sad that Kevin's not with us no more. We have got a great bond with Kevin. Kevin is working with us to come up with this duplicatable model that we've been working on. A lot of you know about it. A lot of you may not know about it. And he will continue to do that with us. And, you know, I don't know what else to say about it, honey. Do you?
Well, I just want to say, let me say it. I just want to say, Kevin, maybe I can't.
You can say it, baby.
Anyway, thank you. You've truly been a blessing. Really, to all of us. Why am I the one? You've been a blessing, Kevin. Really. You've done so much. Your knowledge, your strength, your the tools that you've given us have been huge. And we just want to truly thank you for that.
We'll miss you.
But on the other hand, we totally understand your decision, and God has blessed you with an opportunity that you have to take. And that's what life is about. And so I'm sorry I'm upset, but I really enjoy working with you. Now, for those of you out there, so thank you, Kevin, for everything that you've done. Bringing Jim Anderson on, Tuck and I got the pleasure of knowing him, I don't know, how many years ago?
Probably five.
Anyway, you guys are going to really enjoy him. He'll bring some great spirit. He's got some great knowledge as well, and he's going to do great things with us. So we're really, really excited about it. So as Tuck said, this is a bittersweet. And for many of you out there that know me, I do get emotional, and I'm sorry, but it is a bittersweet. So we love each and every one of you, and we're looking for big things for this company, and we're going to go big places. So we were fortunate to have Kevin here with us to help us grow to the point that we have. And now we get to keep growing, and he gets to do great things in his life too. So I look forward to that. And we want to bring.
Well, we'd like to introduce Jim. I hope Jim's on the call. But I do want you to know, Kevin, that if there's anything you ever need, we're your friends forever. This doesn't matter about this.
Yeah.
And we're there for you.
Likewise. I'm right here.
Not just Tuck and Laura either.
It's outstanding. It's all and yes, Mr. Jim Anderson is on the line.
Mr. Jim.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Jim Anderson. Can you hear me okay, Kevin?
You sound great, sir.
Well, first of all, I want to echo what Chuck and Laura have shared about Kevin Young. None of that comes as a surprise to me. I had the privilege and pleasure of working for several years with Kevin with another company, and everything that has been expressed and far, far more is absolutely applicable with respect to Kevin Young. He's a prince of a guy, extremely knowledgeable, talented. I'm preaching to the choir a little bit because I know everyone on this call that has ever had the privilege of working with Kevin knows exactly what I'm talking about. So, Laura, I don't blame you a bit for being emotional, and Chuck and all the kudos you sent back to Kevin are extremely well-deserved, and I know exactly what you're talking about. It is an exciting day for me because I get to be reunited with some of the assets that Kevin alluded to of the most valuable thing that I've gleaned in my 30 years plus career in network marketing are the relationships. And so I certainly affirm and confirm what Kevin said, but having the privilege and again, the pleasure to be redundant, but coming back to continue relationships with people that I just grew to love and really respect so much, like Chuck and Laura and Bill and Jay and Jeff and Chandra. These are dear friends of mine that we were just separated for a season, but we're back together. And it's interesting how those things worked out in terms of timing. It just was a perfect storm in some regards. I wish to goodness that Kevin and I could team up again, and who knows? Who knows what may happen in the future, but I certainly understand and respect Kevin's decision and why he did and so forth, but I'm also so excited and pleased to hear and to know that he's still, you know, a phone call away or however you want to say that, because his commitment to you as leaders and to Dynamite, you and Gemini is ongoing. And he made that commitment to me and statement to me. Anyway, really so appreciate you, Kevin. And again, I'll make my remarks short here this evening, but I'm looking really, really forward to get to know all the leaders here with Gemini. I know a few of them, but I'm so excited and looking forward to get to know the rest of you and to build those relationships and to continue to build on the foundation that Kevin and all of you have laid. I'll give Kevin a lot of credit for that because I know of his background and so forth. So I know he had a lot to do with the initiation and the implementation of some of the programs and systems that you have in place right now. And we're going to continue to build on that and polish it and move forward. And it's certainly in great shape. When I can see, if you will be patient just for a little while with me as I kind of put this suit on and learn to wear it appropriately in the way that it deserves to be worn in that position, because Kevin set a very high mark. But anyway, I'm excited to begin the journey for myself personally with Gemini, but to continue the journey that all of you and many of you on the call have embarked upon. I think it's a great day. I love the product. I love the space we're in. I love the enthusiasm, the energy that I'm sensing on this call. And with I know what exists with the leadership that we have because I've had that opportunity to work with you. So I don't have to wonder what that's like. So anyway, it's going to be a great great future for us. And I can't wait to start the journey. Today's really officially the first day, and I'll be on board and get going through the onboarding process and the acclimation of all the information and so on and so forth. So thank you in advance for a little patience, but I'll get up to speed very quickly. I love the metaphor, the visual that that Kevin talked about of the fireflies and the mango trees. I hadn't heard that, Kevin. Well done, brother. But I just want to lend my light, into the rest of those fireflies like you are on the call, into those mango trees, and begin to and continue to attract those that have the same light that still that burn brightly and that resonate with the same resonation that all of you have. And that's going to be an exciting continuation. So with that, I'll just say, again, thank you for the kind introductions of those that spoke on my behalf here this evening. And Kevin, you're a champ, my friend, and back to you, buddy.
Well, I appreciate that, Jim. You'll get to understand. He probably doesn't know I've always called him Gentleman Jim Anderson. He is a prince among men. Tuck said he hit one of the strongest golf shots he's ever seen. And Jim's been dining out on that for a long time. So, hey, you're going to find a man of incredible integrity and one that will keep his commitment to you. And that's important for us. I know it's important for Bill and Jay. I know it's important for the leadership of this company, both internally and externally, because the integrity of one of us is the integrity of all of us. And speaking of integrity, I would love to, as I have done so many times before now, throw the call over to our Chief Enthusiasm Officer and see what Mr. Jay Archer has to say. Mr. Archer.
Kevin, first of all, I can tell you, definitely a sad day for me. Also, like Tuck said, bittersweet. What you've meant to the company from the very beginning, I can tell you the heart, the hardest working. You are absolutely the hardest working person I've seen. Just a wonderful man. You've given us an incredible start. You've one thing you're definitely correct about also, thinking about the fireflies, because what you've helped us put together is right there at the beginning of an absolute explosion. And I know you're a close phone call away. You're going to be cheering us on. We're going to be praying for you. And you know what, definitely never say never, because I have a feeling you're going to be back with us. But anyway, we love you, brother. God bless you. And thanks for everything you've done for us, everything you've meant to not only me, the company, the reps, your heart. We love you. Now going to on the next chapter, Jim Anderson, we are excited to have you back. Like I said, don't never say never, because we're getting the band back together as well. Jim, we are excited to have you. I feel like Jim and I has never been in a better spot. You know, Kevin helped us get here, and now it's time to continue to roll on. Everybody working together, I think we're going to see that tree light up, and we're going to see that that massive explosion. And just want to say, welcome, Jim. God bless you, Kevin. Thanks everybody for being on the call, and y'all, let's do something together and let's change a lot of lives. Thanks. God bless.
Thank you, folks. And as my late great friend Confucius would have said, wherever you go, go with all your heart. And I intend to do that. I packaged each one of you up with me. So thank you. And I'm right here. God bless. Peace.
God bless. Thank you.
Love you, Jim.
Love you, Kevin.
Love you, Kevin.
The fishing trip for your grandkids is still in place. The invite. You bring yourself.
They may use me as bait.
No.
Go live your life, dude.
Well, that, Devin.
Welcome in Florida, Kevin.
Thanks, Jim. Welcome aboard.
Thanks. Bye.
Peace out.
Look forward to meeting you, Jim.